Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Move Makers. I am so excited to be here with someone who is near and dear to my heart. She is an inspiration not only in business, but as a mama, as in her community, and she is doing amazing things. So I am so excited to announce Anna from Inspired by You Jewelry, who has just has become one of my best, and I can't wait for you guys to hear all that she has to say today. So welcome, Anna. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you. Now that I'm crying listening to your intro, I was good until you introduced me.
Well, girl, you have become one of my dearest friends, and just as your title in your business is Inspired, you are such an inspiration, and I truly can't wait for everybody to hear you today. So
thank you. I feel the same about you.
Why don't you give everyone a little info about your business, where you're at, your location, your name, and how many years have you been doing this, girl?
Oh, goodness. Well, my name is Anna, and I am the owner. I like to say creative director because that sounds fancier. So I'm a creative director at Inspired by You Jewelry in the Kansas City area. We're right outside of Kansas City in Lee Summit. Inspired by You, gosh, it's just transformed. So sometimes I forget how long we've been at it, but it's been about 5 years. We've transformed in what we've done, but we've been in business for about 5 years. So we are primarily leather earrings, handmade leather earrings. And over the years, we've sort of transformed into boutique clothing, shoes, other accessories like bracelets. We have the Earring of the Month Club. We do wholesale. We have wholesale accounts. Oh gosh, what else? Coaching, business coaching. I just feel like the list is just getting longer as time goes by. So
that's awesome, because if you follow me, you know that I say the average millionaire has 7 funnels. So, girl, let's start counting those up.
I am not a millionaire, but I'll take the funnels.
There you go. Can you tell everyone why you started? Because you have kind of an interesting story because of what you professionally did before. Most people don't walk away from that. And so why don't you tell everybody why you started?
Okay. Sometimes I wish my story was different so I didn't have to start interviews like this crying. But so let's see, 15 years ago, actually I can go back to as old as I am. I've always wanted to be a teacher. So I immediately knew when I went off to college that I wanted to be a teacher. So that I became. I taught for 5 years and then pretty quickly went into being an administrator, an assistant principal, and then a principal. And like so many people who are so committed and passionate, and maybe just like creatives in general, I don't know, I don't want to speak for all creatives, but I feel like it's very easy for us to go all in to whatever we're doing. Like we are 100% committed. And that's pretty much what I did within my career as an educator. I gave it 150%, which meant on the home front, I worked way more hours than what I saw my family. After about 7 years of marriage, we had our first, and I just felt like I was coming home and I still was needing like that time to decompress. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I was ready for my family, I was tired. And I had just switched into a new school district, and it was the first meeting of the school year. And so superintendent's talking, phone is off, of course, as it should be. But I looked down at it on a break, and I saw that I had 20-plus missed calls. And I always say, like, this wave of fear, like, just rush over my body, because you know when you have that many missed calls, when people know where you are, that something terrible has likely happened. And so I picked up my phone and I called back my husband, and he said the words that I still like, it shakes me. It's been 5 years, but still it shakes me. He said, I think I just kissed our son goodbye for the last time. I'm definitely having a heart attack. So at the time, you know, I don't think it resonated with me. I didn't understand what he was saying. And I said, it better not be indigestion. Like, in the middle of a really important meeting. And then, you know, you quickly come to and you're like, oh no, I think he's very serious. So 36 years old, he exercises regularly, eats well, way better than I ever dream of eating. And so it didn't make sense, but got to the hospital and he was in fact having a heart attack. And here I am, new position that I work 60 hours plus a week, new little baby boy. And I'm looking at my husband, 36 years old, laying in a hospital bed. And I don't know if it was like just the Holy Spirit coming into me saying change. But as I was looking at him, I was just thinking of the kind of man he is. And I'm just so inspired by him and inspired by you sitting there in that hospital. I just kept hearing that. And I knew I needed to make a shift in my career. So from that point, and he's fine. Everybody always asks because I forget to say he's fine. Everything turned out great. He's still picture of health. We really don't know why he had a heart attack. There was no cause that the doctors could find, which was good, but scary nonetheless. But I started creating at night and trying to sell. First started out with hand-stamped jewelry, and then it transformed into the leather earrings and all the other things I listed. And eventually, it allowed me to resign from my job as an elementary school principal. And so I work here out of my house. We turned our garage into a shop, and it's everything that I could have asked for. So
that is just
that was a big answer.
That's an amazing story, and I love your story because, you know, a lot of times we're busy, and especially, I mean, I know I was a teacher, and we put tons and tons and tons of hours in, and we sometimes don't realize it, and so. You know, I think your story is so inspirational to others to know that, you know, you needed to walk away. And I love how the name of your shop came about. Like, I love that part. Like, that was just a small whisper and you listened. And sometimes we miss those small whispers, but you listened and look where you're at today, girl.
Thank you. The name too, I feel like has kind of transformed in the meaning because over the years, obviously you don't get into like nursing or being in education if you are not about people and making a difference. And so sometimes when I'm making earrings, I'm like, gosh, what is the difference that I'm making? I want to make a difference. And sometimes the stories that your customers share with you, like I just got done making a hand stamped piece right before we hopped on to visit for two little kiddos who were recently adopted. So I was hand stamping their new last name. So those stories, I mean, I find myself out here in my garage in these quiet moments, just praying over the people that I am creating these pieces for, because it's so much bigger than a piece of leather or a necklace that they'll wear. Like, it's something that they can cherish forever. And I feel like that's how I make a difference and inspired by you. And I'm so inspired by the stories of the ladies that I work with. Everybody has a story, and they're all beautiful in their own way. And that's the part where I really get my fill on making a difference for people, helping them to feel pretty. There have just been some really cool stories that have inspired me.
Very cool. I love your stories too. And I think that that's what's cool about your business is you have a loyal customer base that loves you and shares those stories. Because sometimes as creatives, we feel like we're not doing anything because we're just creating or just doing whatever. And it's so cool when we hear those little stories, and it's so important for us to hear those little stories because, like you said, it keeps us going and it keeps us motivated to keep creating.
Yeah. And I think that part of my community, we have such a great community, and I know that everybody feels like their community is the best. I really feel like inspired by you, our group of ladies is the best. And part of that is just their loyalty, but also I feel like what I offer them is a peek behind the curtain. Everything is not perfect. you know, we don't roll out of bed, perfect hair, perfect makeup, and then we click live. I mean, 9 times out of 10, I have a hat on when I go live. I'm talking about real life things. And I think in doing that, we are more than just leather earrings. Not that leather earrings alone aren't amazing, but there's a story behind each of us, and we really share that in our group. And I think that's what causes such a loyal following. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have them.
Yeah, that is so cool. What is the best thing about running your own business?
Oh gosh, the first thing that comes to mind is just freedom. Freedom to create my own schedule, to be available when I want to be, to go up to school for my boys, to see them get on and off the bus. To be like fully present, to not be worried about who emailed or what emergency I need to respond to. It's just a freedom and flexibility that I didn't even know existed until I stepped into this journey. And even the first few months of doing Inspired by You and not returning to school, I would find myself checking emails in the middle of the night. And then I'd be like, oh, wait, there's not going to be an emergency in there. Like, unless someone's hook fell off their earring or something, which can be an emergency, right, Angie?
It can be an emergency, yes.
But a different kind. And so that, and don't get me wrong, I totally miss sometimes that craziness of being in a school this time of year, because I was passionate and I didn't leave, like, I loved it. So I do sometimes miss that craziness, which is funny to even say out loud, but it's what I love most about Inspired by You, the freedom and flexibility.
Yeah, isn't it nice? I know my husband came home from a corporate job to run his own business, and he says the same thing. Like, at first it was so weird because he just kept checking his phone, like, and then he realized, and it took him a little while to be like, okay, I can breathe a little bit. I don't get the 2 o'clock in the morning emergencies from the hospital. Like, yeah. So it just is
yeah.
The mental, like, decompression.
Yeah. My husband Sean also has his own company. And I remember him telling me that first month, if you think this is good, like, just wait, because more and more you'll find, like, oh yeah, I get to do that. And he's so right. It's hard to imagine going back and working for somebody else. I always say it's because my boss now is so cool. If I do say so myself. But I can't imagine now. It's not just say I would never, but I just can't imagine at this stage in the game.
I get you. Like, you know, there's times where I'm like, maybe I should go back to teaching. And then I'm like, no, I love what I do. And not that I didn't love teaching, but I can't imagine right now, because like I have the flexibility to, you know, right now we're picking up our grandbaby and being with him right now, and we can do that. And so,
yeah,
I love that part.
I think you just find opportunities within your small business to get your fill. Like, look at you. You love teaching and you're getting it through coaching. And I found that I do the same thing. The pieces I really loved about being an educator, I try to bring that into Inspired by You. And I can, because it's my business and I can do that, you know? And that's where you really get your fill and inspiration. So
that I do think as creators that and teachers, I do think that's why we enjoy our coaching groups and our it is that part of us that still loves to teach and still loves to fill. And I know I love to watch you and your coaching group and how you cheer them on. And I can only imagine you as a principal. Like, I would have like loved to been one of your teachers.
Thank you.
We can talk about all the good and the fun of being a small business, but if we're going to talk real talk, and that's what Movemakers is about, let's talk about a couple things that are just real. And one of them is your biggest struggle. Because often, you know, you think of small businesses as this, we talk about freedom and we talk about this, but there are struggles. So what's one of your biggest struggles, and what do you do or what have you done to overcome it?
Yeah, I think one of the things I initially worried about the most when deciding to resign were all of the things that I quickly found solutions to. So, for example, I remember saying things like, What about insurance? How can I walk away from retirement? Well, if you die of a heart attack because of the stress in your position, none of those things matter anyway. So you don't get to enjoy your retirement. So I think initially those were some of the things that I had to overcome that were hard. I had to find my own security in being a small business owner. So I had to reach out and find an insurance plan. And then 6 months later, end up switching because I found something better. But I wasn't used to navigating any of that kind of stuff, like taxes. That is not my zone of genius, nor do I want it to be. But I kind of felt like I needed to figure all of that out so I fully understood, but then it sucked my creativity. So the more I tried to do things like figure out insurance and taxes, like there are people that you can pay to do that and you can stay in your zone of genius and create. And so that really like surface level was kind of the hard stuff in the beginning. Now, I think I worry more of just like that consistent income, because as a small business, you have your seasons. You have your seasons where people are really shopping and buying. Fourth quarter is a great time if you are a maker. But then there are other seasons where I will stare at the computer and I'm like, please let one order come in today. You know, just one pair of earrings. And that's hard. That's really hard as someone who was used to a salary. Like no matter what, I get this much every month and my family can depend on that. And as a maker, you have to kind of look at your year as a whole and figure out what you're going to spend each month. And so that's been a big challenge and a scary challenge, because you never know. You never know. Like one day I could sell nothing at all, and the next day it could be the biggest sale. And I don't know. Like I can't necessarily figure that out, what the secret sauce is.
Yes.
But that's just kind of how it is. It's an up and down with sales, and you just have to save for that rainy day when you don't make a sale. And it's kind of the scary part of being a small business owner.
It definitely is. It's something that you don't get prepared for, especially if you're coming out of a career where you're used to getting the salary and used to getting the same amount. And that can be a little scary.
Yeah. And even something else that I feel like not too many people talk about with that flexibility and freedom, the other side of that is the loneliness. There are so many times when my husband gets home at 5 or 6 and I'm like, can we just go for a drive? Can I just have to see daylight today? I need to get out of the house. And fortunately, you know, you find great business buddies. Angie, you're one of them that I think that gets you through those kind of dark, lonely times as a small business owner, because often you do begin alone. Mm-hmm. I don't have this big team around me. I am creative director. I am production. I am shipper. I am all the things.
Right.
So, I mean, I can talk to myself all day, but sometimes I just want someone else to talk to.
You run out of conversations with yourself?
Yeah, it's not so interesting after a while. So I think you have to overcome that by making like an intentional decision to get yourself in a group of people who are like-minded and they understand. Because I can talk to education friends all day, but they're not small business owners. And it's just a different understanding. When I was a principal a few years ago, I wouldn't have understood or been a good support to a small business owner. So you find your community and you love on them hard and they love on you hard, and that's how you overcome. So there are definitely lots of challenges with being a small business owner, don't get me wrong, but you just learn to navigate those challenges as best as you can and prepare for them.
And I think that's a good segue to my next question, and one of them that I really love talking about because I don't hear people talking about it, and it's actually one of my favorite F words. And everybody always panics, like, your favorite F word? It is. And that is failure. Because I have kind of a different philosophy on failure, and that is, congratulations, that means you tried. And so let's talk a little bit about failure. Maybe you want to share a story or maybe something in your life that you just really thought you failed at. And maybe the feelings and how you came out of it.
Okay, so my mindset on failure is probably a little different just because of my background. Mm-hmm. I mean, my staff studied a book called Failure is Not an Option, and the not is like all caps and underlined. It's not an option. And so when you're in the world of education, it is not an option, because if you fail, you've failed a child, like another life. You know, and that's like the stakes are high there. So when it comes to my leather earring business, to me, like, what could possibly go wrong? Like, I don't make a sale. That still doesn't feel like a failure to me. It feels like I need to reroute and just try something different, because there's not a whole lot at stake when it comes to not making a sale. You know, that stinks, but we'll just make a different design. Or so for me, I think it's hard to identify like a true failure because that feels so big. But I have a lot of things that I put out on my page that I'm like, ooh, that kind of bombed. No one bit that. Why? And you're right. You just re-examine. You put it out a different way. I mean, it could be the same thing and you just reword it and you put it out again and then someone nibbles onto that. So as far as like things that I've done that haven't been successful with Inspired by You, I've made some pretty dumb choices on clothing that I thought was super cute, but other people didn't buy. And so I sit on some inventory. I mean, but again, those just feel so surface level. I think it's just your perspective though. I think if you view that as, well, I just missed out on $120, you know, I put $120 out for this clothing and it's just sitting here. So it's your perspective. Okay. So fine. People didn't buy it at the full price. Now I'm going to do some mystery sacks and I'm going to stick those items in with a few pair of earrings and we're going to get them sold. You can't wallow in the lack of success. You just can't as a small business owner. You just have to switch gears and try something different until something sticks and works. And
I love that you talk about perspective, because oftentimes, if, you know, we talk to someone, they'd be like, well, that was a failure. That was just like, I bombed, that's just done. And it is a perspective. And I think from coming from an education world where it is a human, if you screw up or fail. So I love that it's a perspective, and I love that you're just like, okay, let's just try it a different way.
Yeah. Package it differently. And make it work. I mean, it's not that big of a deal if you put something out there. Again, it depends on your profession. If it's a teacher, but even still with teachers, so you put a lesson out and you teach them and they don't quite get it. What do you do the next day? You reteach it and you do it differently.
Right.
It's not a failure unless you stay stuck there. It's a failure when you say, okay, well, those clothes didn't sell and I made a bad choice, so I must not be cut out for this. And sometimes I think, as creatives, we look for those answers or excuses to quit, because sometimes it would just be easier. If we could just quit, heck, that'd be a lot easier than trying it a different way and being vulnerable and putting yourself out there. But I think the best business owners are those who are gritty. Like, I've got goosebumps. Like, the people that something didn't work, they stand back up and they try something different. Like, that grittiness, that resiliency, is that a word? I think it is. Have to be resilient and just keep going. Or small businesses, it's not going to work for you. No one else is going to do it for you. It's you. So it's only a failure if you stop.
That's right. I love that. I love the grittiness. That's so true. Dig in. Keep going. It could be a hard year, but keep going.
That's right. That's right.
What advice would you give to someone who is looking to start their own business?
Just do it. I think that some people feel like if they take that journey, they have to go 100% all in. And there is a certain level of caution that I would give somebody. So I didn't go from a salaried principal with a doctorate degree with student loans to, boom, Inspired by You. I didn't do that. I used a certain level of caution to make sure that this was something that could sustain, you know, our lifestyle. So I worked hard. I mean, again, it's that grittiness. I came home from those 60-hour work weeks and I worked all night And all weekend, I'd get the boys to bed, and then I'd work until 2 in the morning, and I'd get up, and I'd do principaling all day long. And I fully went all in with Inspired by You at the same time as going all in with being a principal to make sure it could work. And so my advice to someone considering, but they're fearful because so many times what stops them is, I'm afraid to quit my job.
Yeah.
Well, then don't quit your job yet. You will probably eventually need to, but don't quit yet. Put everything in place to see if your business can get you through. And then if it works, then quit your job. But you don't have to quit your job right away to go all in with the small business. And I think so many business owners do that. They kind of test the waters first before quitting, you know, going all in.
And that's why there's this called side hustle.
Yes. Side yes. Hustle. Yeah.
I have found through my business journey that I've had a lot of personal growth and I've met some of my best friends. You know, being a business owner, like you said, can be lonely, can be all of that, but there's so much good too. What is something that has happened that you think would maybe not have happened if you weren't a business owner?
Well, I officially have a friend in every state in the United States. We have shipped to every state, several countries. Just like that level of influence and then friendship is huge. Like, you never know when you go live and you share your story who it's going to touch. You never know who is going to message you and say, I needed that today. I genuinely feel with my group that I have a friend in every state. And you don't usually do that as an elementary school principal. You know, you're so focused on your little community. And I just feel like I have so many people I could call upon. And like, Angie, you and I have only met in real life one time, two times maybe? Two times. And I consider you one of my best friends. Sometimes I forget that you haven't done life with me. Like, you didn't go to school with me. You didn't go to middle school and high school. And I still have all of those friends too, but my business buddies, our friendships are just a different kind of friendship because it is 100% based on our passion and wanting success for someone else. It's just different. And so I know 100% without a doubt that you and I wouldn't be friends if I was still sitting in a principal office. I mean, I would have never had the opportunity to meet the amazing ladies that I've met. So that's one of my favorite parts.
I know. It's so amazing. Like, sometimes I have to pinch myself. Like, I am like, oh yeah, my best friend, you know, in Kansas City, or my best friend in Nashville, or, you know, and they're like, what? And I'm like, no, seriously, like, these girls have got my back. Like, they're my best friends. Like, so I think that's so cool. And then my customers and my followers and, just the experiences that I get to have because of being a small business owner.
Yeah. Yeah. We really are. When you think about going live or doing podcasts or just putting your story out there, that vulnerability is something very real. Like, when you put yourself out there, you're kind of opening yourself up to the internet judging you. Mm-hmm. And so many times that fear is what holds people back. But look at the incredible friendships from that vulnerability that have come. Like, if I would have never hit live, or if I would have never said yes to interviews, we would not be sitting here right now talking to each other, because fear would have taken all of that from us. So,
yes, and that's what's sad, is sometimes people let that fear hold them back, and there's a whole wonderful world just waiting for you to capture moments and friendships and all that good stuff. Can we do some fun questions?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
So I always say, these are the ones you don't know about, because I'm pretty honest. Like, I send you guys questions ahead of time, so you guys kind of know. I do throw some extra ones in there, but these are fun ones. So
okay, Angie, I like coffee, tacos, and long walks on the beach.
But I think you said you live in Missouri, so.
I've only seen the beach, I think, as many times as I've seen you in real life, so not very much.
That's funny. What, are you reading a book right now?
You know, I have a lot of books that are sitting on my nightstand, and sometimes they end up inside the nightstand. I'm going to just be honest and say, no, I'm not reading a book. I have like my daily devotional that I will read through, but, podcasts are kind of my jam.
That's what I was going to say. Okay. Besides mine, of course, what is your, favorite podcast that you listen to, or a few of them for our listeners?
So one of my business buddies recently taught me about, and I don't want to mess up the name, 'cause it's actually really good. It's called Angie Bauer Move Makers. That's a really good one. That's one. There's another one, though, that, let's see, what is it called? It's a lady that talks to you about your jewelry business.
Okay.
And yes, and I just was listening to her yesterday. Well, there's Boost Your Boutique. That's Emily Benson. That's a good one. Thrive by Design is the name of it. And so she's like exclusively for jewelry makers. And so I really enjoy that one. I always tell people that I feel like if I'm like up and I'm working, I have a podcast going or a video. I'm either watching a video on my computer or listening to it. When I'm driving, I'm listening. When I'm in the shower, I'm listening. That's like my education. So I'm always listening to something. I love Jamie Ivey, of course. That feels like what we're doing, girls just chatting and doing life. So yeah, I find myself listening to podcasts a lot more than reading books, which as an educator, that's probably not the best answer, but it's true.
I do audio a lot.
Yeah.
I can listen. I'm a huge listener, so I listen that way. I get it.
What is your favorite podcast?
Darn it.
Sorry, I switched it on you. I switched the script.
Switched it on me? I said, I have an interview later today, and I'm not usually the person getting interviewed. So I have to say one of my favorites is That Sounds Fun by Annie F. Downs.
Oh,
I love Jamie Ivey, like the Happy Hour. Jennifer Allwood, of course. And Made for This by Jenny Allen are kind of the ones that I've been really listening to. They kind of switch in and out, but it's kind of where I am right now on my podcast journey.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Next question.
I'm reading a book right now.
Yes, you are.
I'm reading a book called Beginner's Pluck, which I love. It comes out in October. It's I got it before it came out, so I'm really enjoying that book.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite food?
I mean, Mexican food. And my Italian grandmother would be so sad. But yeah, I love Mexican food. I can eat tacos and nachos, and I don't even care. Like Taco Bell, I mean, whatever. I just love Mexican food.
I knew we were friends for a reason. Like, I don't care if it's just nachos that I throw in the microwave with cheese on top and melt it.
All the time.
We're all good.
Yeah, that's my lunch like 9 days out of 10 is tortilla chips with melted shredded cheese.
Yep. I love it.
I need to focus on my fitness, obviously.
Oh, well, you know, it's all good. Favorite movie, Netflix series, TV series, maybe of like not current, our current life, it doesn't matter.
I have my seasons when I watch different things, but like, for the most part, I'm kind of a bachelor, bachelorette kind of girl. So like Bachelor in Paradise is on right now and I'm totally obsessed. And it's junk. Like, don't get me wrong. It's total junk and I get it. But I think that's how I just sort of escape from reality, is by watching reality TV. I also love Big Brother. And as a family, we kind of watch Big Brother together. My son last night said, oh, Mickey, he was talking about Mickey on, which is funny that they get into it. So we can't wait for tonight's episode. So we kind of, we don't really binge watch anything. We just record and don't miss episodes of all of our favorite reality shows, which is so bad. But, and you know what's bad about it too, is that I am a multitasker. And so I will watch a full episode of something while I'm working. And so because I'm not fully focused on it, I'll end up watching it again. And my husband will say, I can tell you what's going to happen on this episode. You've watched it. And I'm like, I did? I'm not the best watcher. I never just like sit down and watch TV. I'm always putting jewelry or putting things on cards. Or so I'm not very good at just sitting still.
I get you. My husband's like, this morning, he was saying that. He's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I just have all these things. Like, it's okay. I'm present. I'm listening. And he's like, no, you're not. So, and usually I have to remind him of that, but it was me today. Okay. Last question that everyone always says, it's the hardest. So are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What last words or last inspiration would you like to leave our listeners?
Well, I wish I had something like just brilliant to say, but really the first thing that comes to mind is, and we've been saying this a lot in our house lately, is just practice your brave. Whatever that is, whatever that means to you, whether it be, you know, for my 6-year-old, practice your brave, getting on that bus and getting yourself into the classroom. For my preschooler, practice your brave when we walk inside. I think it's the same for small business. You daily practice your brave when you show up, when you put, it's leather earrings, but it's kind of a piece of your heart. It's your baby. When you put it out to the world, you have to practice your brave with giving that gift that you're making and see what they're going to do with it. And you hope they love it, but even if they don't, you're going to show up tomorrow and you're going to practice your brave again. You're going to do that podcast. You're going to record for the first time. You're going to do the commercial or the TV segment or whatever. But just daily wake up. And when you practice your brave, it's going to put you in a position that you're just going to continue to thrive because you're doing the thing day in and day out and not letting fear stop you. So.
Love that. I love practice your brave. I think I'm going to borrow that for my house. My girl, I think that's fun. If we just say that, you know, when they get out of the car to go to school, practice your brave today. You got that. Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't mean allow yourself to, like, especially with teenagers, gosh, I can't even imagine, Angie, you've got 2 kiddos in that age range. You know, it doesn't mean that by practicing brave, you're going to allow people to, like, walk all over you, or you're just going to do the thing and you're going to grow stronger from whatever it is. Gosh, I wouldn't want to walk into a middle school this day and age as a middle schooler. But when you practice your brave and you walk into those doors, you just give the best gift you have to give. And that's you and your personality and your friendship. And I always tell my son, notice the kid that's alone on the playground and practice your brave. Walk up to them. See if they want to play with you. They might say no, but that's okay. You can ask again tomorrow. But I think when we live life in that regard, we don't let fear or the enemy hold us back, and we just walk in faith and do whatever it is that our heart tells us to do.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. Well, Anna, thank you for your words and talking to me today. I could talk to you probably for the rest of the afternoon.
We've had days like that.
We have had days like that. We've actually been on calls and we're like, what time is it? It's 1:00. Oh my gosh. It's been 4 hours. Oops.
Those are the best kind of friendships, the ones where you lose track of time.
So, but yes, I just have so enjoyed our time together and your wisdom to give to people and your heart, because that is what's so sweet, is your heart that you put into every piece of jewelry that you hand out, every person that you encounter. So I still love that about you. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. And Angie, I'm going to flip the script on you again, because I'm going to say thank you for doing this podcast, for really sharing your passion with each of us, because every time you click record on that microphone and you interview somebody different, you are touching lives. I've listened to every single podcast that you've done, and I gain something from each and every one of those. And it took you to practice your brave and do that thing and share with us your decorating tips for free. I mean, you are just, you're an incredible friend and mentor, and we all love you and appreciate you. So thank you.
Aw, now you're going to make me cry.
So I'll go ahead and wrap this up by saying, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead, take it away. Cry.
We appreciate you very much.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to find out how to get a hold of Anna or learn more about Inspired by You jewelry, you can check out everything in the show notes. All that information will be there. And guys, if you have not hit subscribe, could you hit subscribe on our podcast? It helps us so much. And even more, if you could leave a review, that's like a virtual hug for all of us in the podcast world. So we just so appreciate you being here and tuning in each week. So have a great one. Until we talk again, thanks for being here.